Life-saving machines known as ventilators breathe for a patient when they can't. Sedatives are used for patients on ventilators, and many of these drugs are hard to get right now. That could cause a problem if the number of people needing the machines surges. Philip Trapskin is pharmacy director at UW Health.
It's hard to know what the exact surge of patients is going to be. Are we going to have 100 patients on ventilators or 300 patients on ventilators? Nobody really knows, and so we are going to hope for the best, but plan for the worst.
There are also shortages of inhalers needed to open up airways and a malaria drug given approval as a potential treatment for COVID-19. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.